Welcome to Meant to Win, a podcast for founders, visionaries, and leaders who are deeply aware that their life and work are meant to create a bigger impact. We're diving into real strategy, conscious leadership, and the internal identity work that allows you to create massive success. I'm your host, Dr. Stephanie Wigner, an author, speaker, and eight-figure entrepreneur who loves to take business strategy and combine it with the inner identity work that truly unlocks the next level for you. If you know you have a big calling for your life and your work is meant to help more people, then you're in the right place. A new era is upon us. As you can tell, we have shifted the podcast. I am so excited for what I have planned for you. I am so excited because this download hit me probably 6 months ago, like in September. And I was like, internally, I feel like I've completely changed. I've completely shifted. And some of the things that I'm doing, the way that I've branded myself, the way that I'm putting content out there needs to shift alongside of that. And so I want to talk a little bit about why I've shifted to Meant to Win with Stephanie Wigner. And I want to tell you kind of just like a debrief of what happened in 2025, how it shifted me, how it changed me, and how things will literally never be the same. Life will truly never be the same. So 2025 was a massive, massive identity recalibration for me. It challenged me in so many ways that I'm truthfully still recovering from. I don't know if I'll ever recover from it, but I'm like on this rocket ship that I'm trying to catch up to. And so my businesses, especially the coaching company, is taking off. My team is growing rapidly. Our client base is growing rapidly. Our clients are getting insane results. And as a byproduct of that, my mission and my vision is growing as well. And so in 2025, we started off the year with a bang. We had a first event in January. We went through that month firing people that were working with us. I fired a videographer. I fired a virtual assistant. You guys have heard this story before, right? That month recalibrated us. We did six figures in 6 days, and it truly taught me that life was not going to be the same. 2025 was going to be a whirlwind, and that it was. We moved throughout the year. We had lots of events, lots of successes. We also were challenged on the back-end automation side, on ops side, because we were such a small and mighty team growing at a rapid pace. I had to become a different kind of leader than I had ever been before. It was really difficult. I still feel like I'm in that season a little bit where I'm trying to play catch up. And as my reality was drastically shifting, drastically changing, my identity was having a hard time catching up. And so I really feel like the second half of 2025, when we stepped into full send season, I feel like that identity finally started to catch up, and I truthfully became overwhelmed with my reality. Overwhelmed with so much gratitude for the impact I was making, overwhelmed by how many people were reaching out to me saying that I was positively impacting their life, how many clients were getting insane realities, quantum leaping their whole business, falling more in love with their partners, having more free time, like all of these beautiful things that I've aimed for the last 3 years to help people achieve in their lives started happening. And it was happening like on a grand scale, right? Like it was happening very quickly with a lot of volume too. And my team was challenged. We will say that full send season of 2025 changed us forever because it just was such an explosion of all the stuff we'd been doing behind the scenes all year. And from that point forward, I decided to really go all in on team, hire more team than ever, start investing in my brand. I invested into a content/podcast/headquarters, which I'm recording at now. And I just decided that like 2026, I was going to continue the rocket ship. Because of that, because of how much I changed on a cellular level, not only in the way that I lead my team, in the way that I lead my clients, in the way that I lead my marriage, like I changed so much of what I thought was possible for myself. I changed my viewpoint on capacity. I always knew that capacity was a little bit of a lie, but 2025 really challenged that belief and proved to me that I had way more capacity than I thought I had. And I'm recording this to you as, you know, in present time. It's a Monday morning, I'm recording this. And this is one of like 15 appointments I have on my calendar today. I wouldn't be here had I not went through 2025 and actually realized what was possible for me. And so because of all that change, all of that DNA literally rewiring on a cellular level, I was like, you know, this podcast needs to change too. And so that's why we've decided to shift the name to Meant to Win. Does that mean that I'm abandoning my practitioners? Of course not. Actually, what it does mean is that the Wealthy Practitioner podcast is now going to be delivered by our team, which I am so pumped about. You're going to have Nikki and Gabrielle and Alejandro and maybe even Brandy here and there popping in on those podcasts to share that great business advice for practitioners. They're going to still dive into all the things we teach about, which is brand, mindset, finances, marketing, team, CEO hours, things like that. They're going to be covering all of that and more on the Wealthy Practitioner podcast. Meant to Win is still going to be stuff coming at you, going on rants, going on tangents, talking to you about what I'm dealing with as a high-level CEO behind the scenes, talking to you about what I'm dealing with inside of our clinics, talking to you about what's happening inside of the coaching company. All of the different, beautiful, chaotic pieces of my life, I'm still going to share with you here through Meant to Win. But because I've changed so much, it only makes sense that the podcast changes and evolves too. And this is your front row seat into getting a peek at like what's happening and what's shifting. This is your front row seat and like your insider peek at everything that I have planned for the year ahead. And so when I started the Wealthy Practitioner podcast in 2023, it was so that I could impact more practitioners and help them make more money. Truthfully, I was like, I know that I can help practitioners make more money and I'm going to tell them that through this podcast. And as I've been doing the podcast coming up on 3 years now, that has evolved. And while the strategy in the business is so important, and I love chatting that all day, it does not matter how much strategy you have if you're not willing to do the internal work. And this podcast and the evolution of this is meant to show you how those two coincide with one another. It's meant to show you how you need both to actually live a life beyond your wildest dreams. I'm excited because I want to bring in different entrepreneurs outside of the practitioner space. I want to continue those conversations of what it means to win. And so, truthfully, I had a period in 2025 where I was feeling misunderstood. I was having a period where I felt like people were trying to put me in a box. Oh, she's just a practitioner. Oh, she's just a practitioner coach. Oh, she just does this one thing. And I started to get a little resentful about that, truthfully, because I was like, I am such a multidimensional human. I don't want to be put in a box. And I don't know if you can resonate with that or not. But because of that, I started to really shift the way that I was leading. You probably can tell in the way that I've done the podcast over the last 6 months. You could tell in my content and things like that. I want you to know that I can activate your life, that I help service-based entrepreneurs make more money and free themselves up in the process. Sometimes freeing yourself up in that process looks like systems and team and operations and diving into all the inner workings of your business and strategy and increasing prices. And sometimes freeing yourself starts within. Freeing yourself from the chains that you've put on yourself, freeing yourself from this idea that you're not worthy of the things that you want, freeing yourself from this idea that you can only do one thing, that you can't ever change your mind, that you can't just up and decide, hey, I'm going to change the name of my podcast. Hey, I'm going to change the way that I show up on social media. I'm going to change my hair. Like freeing you from all of these boxes that are self-imposed upon you. And that's what I realized. I was getting frustrated with people putting me in a box. And I was like, why am I getting that in that power? Nobody has the power to do anything to me that I don't agree to. And so because I don't want to be put in a box, I'm going to lead myself differently. And so this podcast is meant to show you and have some of those conversations with you, share with you the things that I'm working through, share with you some of the things that I'm optimizing for inside of the businesses, but also like how I've shifted. There's a point in 2025 over the summer where I was like bare bones with my team. And the team, some of the team members, not all of my team, some of my team members were not the right fit. And every day I woke up trying to do as much as I could with what I had. And there was a part of me that realized in that moment that I was going to win no matter what my circumstances were because of who I am. I was going to become successful despite the fact that I was out a really important team member, despite the fact that like chaos was happening inside of our clinics, despite the fact that I was overwhelmed. I was going to win no matter what because it was a choice that I made and it was the identity that I was embracing. And from that moment, I've realized that you can be born with this idea that you're meant to win. You can also cultivate it and develop it over time. And you do that through repetition and consistency. We have a saying inside of the Wealthy Practitioner, which is BDQ, bitch, don't quit, bro, don't quit. And that mentality coincides so beautifully with this meant to win. Like, as long as you do not quit and you do not give up, you are going to win. You are going to excel. And this is not at all meant to be like, oh, hustle harder, work harder, masculine energy only, force, force, force. This is actually meant to invite you to figure out what winning means for you. Does it mean winning in business? That could be an option. Does it mean winning inside of your marriage? One of the biggest transformations that I've helped clients with is when they get their business in alignment, their marriages start thriving, their family lives start thriving. That's a huge win. If you're married to the love of your life, if you're married to somebody that you want to build a beautiful life with, you've already hit the jackpot. You've already won at life. And so this is not just only money. This is how you feel, how you wake up. If you get to spend your day making a massive impact, you get to spend your day spending time with your children, you get to spend your day traveling the world, you're already winning at life. And the idea is, I want you to figure out what it means to win to you. And so this podcast is going to invite some of those conversations in. And I can't wait to show you. This is something that I truthfully am acting on before I feel 100% ready. I want to lead by example and tell you that I'm like making the scary moves. Like, yes, it's a little nerve-wracking to change something that was already working so well, right? I'm not waiting for something to break. It's just internally a feeling where I know I've evolved so much, the things that I'm working on have to evolve too. And so I can't wait to invite you into that conversation and show you what I have in store. If something in this episode resonated with you today, trust that it wasn't random. It wasn't an accident. Growth doesn't come from doing more. It comes from becoming more. If you know you're meant for a bigger life, a bigger impact, and success that actually truly feels aligned with you, then you're being called forward. This is your opportunity.